Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allyn Root. Now, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you're probably used to me by now, but just in case you're out there and you're new and you haven't been paying attention, my name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I guess I'm sort of the warm-up act. I got y'all fired up and ready to go, and Wayne will take over at the top of the hour. You can find out more about me by logging on to my website, leeelci.com. That's LEELCI.com. You can go on my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom, on Facebook, and check that out as well. I do blogs. I do podcast to a certain extent. So if you go on a Spotify or an Anchor and type in Voice of Freedom / Lee Elsie, you'll get a chance to listen to some more of my stuff that I've done here aside from what's going on the USA Radio Network. I broadcast from the ultra sophisticated state of the art studio here in Connecticut, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York City. And if I turn to my left and look out the window, I can see the Mohegan Sun Casino, and behind me would be Foxwoods, two of the biggest casinos in the entire country. So we are, yes, even in Connecticut, right in the middle of civilization. I've got to admit, today, I was given a wake-up call. I was talking to a friend of mine who was just laying it on the line, man. He was telling me what he was feeling, what he was thinking. And in turn, it made me think, and it made me feel a little bit, made me change my mind on a couple of things and change my perspective on some of the things that are going on, not only in this state, but across the country as well. So what I do every day, what Wayne does every day, what talk show hosts do every day is get behind this microphone, and we talk about things that are going on around the country or around the world or around your state or your town, depending upon what level of talk show host you are. And a lot of times, it's the minutiae of insignificant noise, insignificant talk. Oh, but wait a second, Lee, what are you talking about? How can you say what you're saying every day is insignificant? Yes, we talk. Talk, 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 bitch, bitch, bitch. Every day, all day. And my question to all of you listening across the country is, what gets done? What's accomplished? What do we achieve? At the end of the day, when we punch the time clock and go home to our family, what have we accomplished? What have I accomplished as a talk show host? What change have I brought forth? And some days you feel like you've done some good, and other days you feel as though you've just parroted what everybody else has said. And I don't want to be a parrot. And here's something most of you don't know about me. So this idea of talking for a living is relatively new to me. I mean, I've been in radio for 25 years, but never once at any time during my life growing up did I ever think, well, I will make my bones in this world by being an eloquent speaker or being somebody who can communicate to others in, you know, large masses, whether it's on the radio or in a public setting or a public forum. It was never anything that occurred to me. It wasn't in my DNA. It's something that I've adopted almost more out of necessity than out of want. And I don't mean that in a negative way because I do love what I do. But growing up, I was about confrontation. I was about being on an athletic field somewhere and proving to somebody that I was better than them. So sometimes when you do something, as long as I've been doing something, you forget that actions speak louder than words. But all of us who are listening right now and, you know, going through your day, thinking to yourself, okay, well, I'm a patriot. I love America. I fly the flag on the 4th of July, Memorial Day, and Veterans Day, and I pay my taxes. I obey the law. I love the red, white, and blue. I'm a patriot. And I started to think of the significance of that word, patriot, and what it actually means. And this has been a topic of conversation for me a lot, right? I actually have written multiple columns about what it is to be a patriot, done entire shows about what it means to be a patriot. But in a conversation that I was having today with a true patriot, he brought it to my attention by calling everybody a patriot because they do the basics of life, actually cheapens the word patriot. It takes some of the steam, some of the strength out of that word. A patriot, a real, true, the original patriots, they gave up their lives for a belief of freedom. They gave up their lives for the idea of this democratic republic. Are you willing to give up your life for these ideals? Are you willing to put it all on the line? That maybe is the line in the sand of a patriot. I'm not saying that the folks who are listening to me right now are not good American citizens, because the ones that are listening are. You care about the country. I know you do. But maybe that word patriot needs to be held in reserve for folks who are willing to really lay it all on the line. Would you have stood shoulder to shoulder with your cousin, your neighbor, your son at Lexington and Concord and fought for your right to be a free man? Would you have done that? Would you do it now? So I think that word patriot needs to be handled with a little bit more care. And if you're truly a patriot, maybe it's time we all start to act like it. Maybe it's time we push back. Maybe it's time for us to stop being so nice all the time. And what are you willing to give up for that freedom? That's the big question that has to be asked, because a lot of folks aren't willing to give anything up. We have, without question, in our DNA, the genes, the cells that make us revolutionary. Right? Our forefathers fought for their freedom, for their sacred honor, all that goes along with that. You've read the words of the Declaration of Independence, as I have. They fought for that. They put their life on the line for that. Their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor, all of it. What are you prepared to do? How far are you willing to go? Are you happy just sitting at the end of a bar and complaining to the barkeep about taxes, about the erosion of free speech? Are you satisfied being at a picnic and complaining to one of your neighbors about how the election was stolen from you, or how Joe Biden seems completely incapable of being a successful leader? Is that as far as you're willing to go? Is there something else you're willing to do? How far are you willing to go? Are you willing to push back in a public setting? Are you willing to get up at a Board of Ed meeting and demand the end of critical race theory? Or when the media tells you over and over and over and over and over again that because of the color of your skin, that automatically makes you a racist, or the color of your skin automatically makes you a victim, are you willing to stand up in front of a crowd, an angry crowd, a mob, and tell everybody, no, it's not so? The dictionary says a patriot is a person who loves, supports, and defends his or her country and its interests with devotion. The key word would be defend. What does it mean to defend? In its simplest form, defend means to drive away danger, to maintain or support in the face of an argument or hostile criticism. how many of you are afraid of hostile criticism? To defend requires action. What actions do you take every day that quantify you getting the characteristics of being a patriot? Just because you feel like a patriot. Just because you happen to fly the flag. Just because you obey the rules. You wear a red, white, and blue t-shirt on the 4th of July. You love your mom. You love apple pie. You love baseball. That doesn't make you a patriot. I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm trying to wake you up. I get it. I do. Life is tough. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces. You've got a family to deal with. You've got kids that have to get to soccer practice. You've got a lot on your plate. I do get it. We all have a lot on our plate. Imagine, though, the people that came before you, the people that were maybe standing in the very spot you're standing in right now 245 years ago. Imagine some of the hardships that they went through. They figured out a way to stand up to a tyrant. They figured out a way to pave the way for all of us to live as free men and women. Ultimately, we'll all be judged by our actions and the content of our character. And perhaps with loyalty and dedication, maybe you can someday call yourself an actual patriot. My name is Lee Elsie. More about me at LeeElsie.com. I want to thank my pal Thor for waking me up today out there in Connecticut. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allyn, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Your pal, Wayne Allen Root. We'll be here after the top of the hour. I hope I'm your pal. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. Nothing infuriates me more than the Gang of Four who put pressure on Uncle Joe Biden, crazy Uncle Joe Biden, and make him quiver and shake and squirm. And on top of that list, maybe the most dangerous one of all. I know we know Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is sort of the jester, and Ilhan Omar is the queen, but quite possibly the most dangerous one of them all is Rashida Tlaib. She looks unassuming, almost intellectual. But can you imagine somebody who is a sitting United States congressman who's less, and I'll use the word because I used it last break, patriotic than Rashida Tlaib? Now, she wants to eliminate funding for the entire Department of Homeland Security. So this magnificent representative of American values, Rashida Tlaib, caught here on some weird Zoom conference call, she had this to say.
Look, the simple answer to that question is we must eliminate funding for CPB, ICE, and their parent organization, DHS. Time after time, we have seen it as advocates on the ground, as human services agency on the ground, to continue to see over and over again that these agencies are inept to humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system and further continue to terrorize migrant communities located within our communities.
This is a woman who should be tried for treason. This is a woman who should be forced out of that position. This is a very dangerous individual to be sitting every single day in Washington pushing back on the things that actually make us what we are, pushing back in a way
to dismantle and disrupt what we have as far as freedom in this country. Can you imagine someone who is more concerned with the outside migrants who come into this country than not only the safety and security of everyone who lives here, but also just the simple rule of law? It doesn't matter to them. It's always about dismantling the forces that keep this society in check. And what I mean by that is there is a certain level of law enforcement that must be upheld and adhered to at all times. Otherwise, it's complete chaos. Human beings do not, I repeat, do not have the ability to live in a harmonious state, and that is what they want. They want less cops. They want less law enforcement. They want less laws. Look at it. It's always the same thing. Decriminalize that. Let these people out of prison. You're unfair. Law enforcement discriminates, and they're racist. It's over and over and over again. Why? Because an unstable society is one that can be toppled. I am a firm believer, 100%, that Rashida Tlaib would love nothing more than to see America crumble. And yet, what do? The left celebrates this garbage, this nonsense. The Washington elite just sits back, either afraid or mesmerized by what these four witches have to say. And it's always the same. Dismantle, disrupt, chaos. That is what they are looking for. That is what they push for. That is what they want. That is what they desire. Don't make any mistakes. These four are very, very dangerous. I've said it before, and when they take over, and they will run the Democrat Party sooner rather than later. Nancy Pelosi and that crew will not last forever. They are aging out, and the new squad is coming, and they're coming armed with critical race theory. They're coming armed with every racial play in the playbook. They're coming armed with defund the police. They're coming armed with open borders. They're coming armed with free health care and free education. They are going to be a very, very difficult opponent, and they're just gaining power every single day. So if you're afraid of something in this country, if you really want to pay close attention to these four women who call themselves a squad. Because every day they get more powerful, and every day the current, let's say, lefty political elite, they erode. They, like I said, age out. And they will age out. Now, I know, listen, most of America doesn't believe in this stuff. I'm sure. They don't believe in it, but they don't have the power that these four have. All right, music is playing. I got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden updates us on the continued drawdown efforts in Afghanistan. The president saying he will not send more Americans to Afghanistan as there is no point in staying.
I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome.
The president receiving some pushback from the withdrawal strategy, including from Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida.
Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and half the world's terrorist organizations that exist in the Afghan-Pakistani region still intend and have the capability to come roaring back in the wake of a Taliban takeover and still intend to attack the United States and to attack the West.
Wall Street in a selling mood to wrap up the day. The Dow fell nearly 260 points to close at 34,421. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable
I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody could use an extra $120,000. And that's the minimum. I think it's probably saved me close to $150,000 to $180,000. But I'm giving you an absolute bare bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right, down there in the steam that is coming off the swamp in Washington. Actually, it's more of a sewer. That is our pal Tommy Binion. Tommy, how are you, man?
The swamp is as swampy as ever. The sewer is 98 degrees, but that's where I am. I'm in Washington.
This has become a common theme for me. Washington is less like a swamp because swamps have a few creatures that we like, including frogs and turtles, etc. What Washington actually is a sewer filled with rats. So let me start by talking to you about wokeism. It's now seeped into the military. I blame, and I've always blamed, academia, but where are you on this?
My sense is that 99% of people that have looked under the hood on critical race theory outright rejected it. Fundamentally opposite of our American value. In this country, we judge people as individuals, not on the basis of their skin color. And what critical race theory asks you to do is to judge people, to judge their moral character, to judge everything about them and how they should be treated by the rest of society based on their skin color. And what's at issue here is that this theory, this ideology, which 99% of us reject, is being peddled by a 1% lefty activist class, and they're forcing it down our throats in things like racial sensitivity classes and at the Air Force Academy. And over the weekend, the NEA, the largest teachers union in the country, adopted a resolution that said that it is their belief that CRT should be taught in every school, every public school across the country. They want to poison our children's minds with this ideology. And I just want, as I close here, I just want to say, go back and listen to Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Critical race theory is fundamentally the exact opposite of what that speech represents. And ask yourselves, which do you want your kids being taught in school, that speech or CRT? This country has a rich we have so much to say about the race issue to our children. This country has learned so much. We have come together in so many ways. We have a beautiful story to tell about the civil rights movement. We have a beautiful story to tell about the promise of equality in America. And these teachers want to just throw that out and teach something fundamentally different. And what's just as bad, I think, is they also want to teach the kids to hate this country, not to understand its history, as checkered as it is, but to reject its history, reject its place of prominence in the history of the planet, and say it is a bad country. That is the end result of critical race theory. I'm a parent. I want to decide what my kids are learning in school. We have public schools, not government schools, and parents are involved in deciding the curriculum. And by the way, that's what's happening around the country. You've got parents showing up at school board meetings, at PTA meetings, and stomping their feet and banging their fists on the table and saying, you will not teach my children this garbage in a real way. And so the response from the teachers' unions is to go ahead and say, no matter what the parents say, we're going to do it anyway. It's an outrage. So yeah, and I don't use that term lightly.
No, I agree with you. But for me, a lot of this can be pointed right at the teachers or the professors. Instead of being champions of free thought and free ideas, they actually go out of their way to demonize conservative thought, putting these students in a box, one in which they can't get out of.
Look, there's a lot of bad theories out there, a lot of wrong theories. And it's okay to say these theories exist. It's not okay to say these theories represent reality. Because critical race theory doesn't represent reality. And it isn't what we are striving for. We are striving to judge people as individuals. That's a fundamental of American value that if we give up on, we will cease to exist as a country. And I don't know what happens then. But if we've got a whole generation of people that don't believe that, that reject that as an idea, we're in huge trouble.
Is this either a yes or no, or are there certain levels of critical race theory that are acceptable?
Well, teach it to the older kids as a theory that exists. You know what I mean? I mean, when you get to high school, when you get to college, you learn about theories that exist.
Right.
You learn about communism. Communism exists. We're not pretending that it doesn't exist. We're not pretending that there aren't people who think this way. But you don't present it as reality. Right? You don't say, this is how it is, this is how people ought to relate to one another, because that's, one, it's fundamentally false, but two, it cuts across and undermines our values. And then, you know, we've got to be realistic about race. We can't pretend that we live in this nirvana, this country where everything is just peachy perfect about race. Teach kids the reality, but teach them that what we're striving for is for people to be judged as individuals. And nobody wants to be judged on the basis of their skin color. Nobody wants to be judged.
Right.
They want to be judged as themselves. And that's, you know, that's really important to teach kids. And when you don't do that, you have failed them.
We're talking with Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. I got to switch gears. So just about every state across the country has either half or less than half of their citizens vaccinated. And Joe Biden doesn't like that. And he's actually gone out of his way to tell everybody that, well, he may be banging on your door asking you why. Your thoughts on a free America being bullied, being pressured into getting a vaccine.
Yeah, look, that's not what we do in the United States of America. That isn't what makes us successful. And I go back to the topic of individualism. I am proud that the vaccine exists. I am proud that it seems to be working. I am proud that it was developed by American companies in an innovative and lightning-fast way, and that is saving lives across the globe. That's not the same as a federal government worker knocking on my door at 8 o'clock at night as I'm settling in to watch the NBA finals and asking me if I've been vaccinated. Those are two fundamentally different things. It is wonderful the vaccine exists. It is wonderful that anybody in this country can go to a CVS or a Walgreens and get it. And as individuals, they should decide whether or not that's the case. A government worker showing up at your door with a syringe full of it saying, hey, you want this? Have you had this? That's pretty darn close to coercion. And that's just the wrong way to go about it. I don't think that will result in higher vaccination rates. I think that will result in more vaccine skepticism.
I agree.
Because the harder you push something, the more people are skeptical of it.
All right, Tommy, listen, I got to run. I just saw the clock on the wall. Thank you, as always, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Follow him on Twitter. It is a great follow. All kinds of super stuff coming through Tommy Binion. So we are going to run out of time here for this segment. Come back in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget the great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Couple things from me real quick. If you're looking for a place for your younger adult, someone who's on their way to college, looking for a place for them to land where they can experience the free exchange of thought and ideas, well, a good friend of mine Glenn Salmacy just became the president of Nichols College. And Glenn is a tried and true patriot, a former captain in the Coast Guard Academy, part of the Federalist Society. And he is about to turn Nichols College into this amazing place that you can send your child and know that they're going to get a fantastic education from start to finish. You can go online, Nichols.edu. That's Nichols.edu for all the detailed information. But I'll tell you, man, if I were that age again, I would be pushing real hard to go to Nichols just because I would want to be there for that open sort of dialogue where kids can learn and learn from each other, which is something you don't get from other universities. So again, Nichols College, check it out today, nichols.edu. All right, I've got to take a very quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast, or your money back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio, excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Golden Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt, much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to AssetStrategies.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. Wayne live and in person right after the top of the hour, depending upon where you are, East Coast, West Coast, in the center of the country, but he's coming up in a mere matter of minutes. My name is Lee Elsie, and I need to just wrap up the day with anything and everything that is in politics. I'm exhausted from beating my head against the wall here talking about all the ills that are plaguing society. So we'll end with some of these. Mosquitoes like biting people with O-type blood more than any other blood type. Other things that attract them are sweat, having alcohol in your bloodstream, being pregnant, wearing a black or dark blue or red. So I wear a lot of I get bit by mosquitoes constantly. But you know my foil, my nemesis is, I don't know, depending upon where you live, maybe you don't have these. Maybe the whole country has them, but they're not horseflies, although horseflies are the worst. They're just a step below horseflies. They're deer flies. And they don't really have a lot of weight to them, so when they land on you, you can't feel them, and they bite like a sledgehammer. Get bit by one in the head last night. It's why people think I'm nuts walking around my neighborhood. It's like 100 degrees. I have a hood on. It's a sweatshirt, and I'm doing it because I don't want to get bit by the deer flies. But anyway, I do get bit by a lot of mosquitoes, too, so I don't know what type blood I am. Maybe I'm blood type O. I don't know. I'll have to check that out. Here's a story that's filled with all kinds of different jokes. In fact, I won't even come up with a joke. You can insert one in many different ways, many different angles. A man was bitten in his genital area by the neighbor's escape python in the toilet in Australia. So let's set the scene. Guy next door, I lived in Australia, and this is not an odd story for Australia. This kind of stuff happens, but here in the States, maybe a little wacky. But guy next door to you has a pet python. Somehow it gets out, right? Then the python makes a beeline for your toilet, which somehow when you go and sit down on your toilet, you don't see this giant python in there. I don't know. And then the python bites you in the blank area. And obviously, it's a worldwide story. But you can insert your own joke there. There's many, many, many different ways you can go with that. You know, those of you out there who are cheating or thinking about cheating on your spouse, the Ashley Madison website, which apparently Ashley Madison is a website where you post, I guess you go online, you post maybe a picture of yourself, or you're, I don't know anything about it really, except for the fact that I'm pretty sure that it's a site where married people upload their info and then they go and get it on, I guess. But according to the Ashley Madison website, the cities that do the most cheating in the country are Miami, Orlando, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Boise, St. Louis, St. Paul, and Tampa. So three out of the top 10 are in Florida, another high point for the state of Florida. A new survey found that plenty of people are really into conspiracy theories. 8% of us believe the moon landing was fake. 46% believe the iPhone apps actually record conversations without our permission. 44% believe oil and gas companies are working behind the scenes to slow down the process of electric cars. 18% of us believe the government is using antennas for mind control. 18% for mind control. All right. And 41% believe longer lasting light bulbs have been kept from the public on purpose. Is a 4-day work week better than a 5-day work week? Well, yeah. Researchers in Iceland who tracked 2,500 employees say they got more done in a 4-day work week with a little bit of a longer day than they did in the regular 5-day, 8-hour days. All right. Well, my day, speaking of days being over, my day is in fact over. Wayne Allen Root has arrived and he is up next. Enjoy your Thursday across the entire country. And thank you, as always, for listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.